The concept of evil is woven throughout today's two readings, so that evil seems very real and obvious. In the first reading, there is a warning about the savage wolves that will attack, the evil ones that will pervert the truth. In the Gospel, Jesus also makes his disciples aware of what he calls the evil one, and he asks his Father to protect them and us from it. These passages make it sound as if evil is lurking behind every corner, under every rock. But exactly where is it, really? What rocks must I overturn to find the evil that is spoken about here? Recently, I noted some discomfort while I was with a friend of mine. Much to my dismay, I realized that I wasn't enjoying my friend's company because something was getting in the way. It was the evil of envy. Thank God I didn't say something I would regret later. I realized what I had stumbled upon. It wasn't lurking under a rock or in a dark corner, but was within my very heart and mind. John Cashin, scribe of the Desert Father's Wisdom, described envy as the hidden snakebite. It is all the more pernicious because it goes unrecognized, he said. I would offer that many evils, not just envy, are started by a hidden snakebite. It may start out small, unrecognized. It settles in imperceptibly. It becomes comfortable even. Once you start in on its path, the truth can slip away little by little, petering out until it feels almost normal. Even if someone points the truth out, we don't recognize it anymore. In John Steinbeck's novel, The Winter of Our Discontent, a young boy plagiarizes famous quotes for an essay he enters into a contest. When his father points out the wrongness of this act, he responds, "Everybody does it. So what?" Don't we say that too? Everybody tells a little lie every now and then. So what's the big deal? Especially if it's all for the good. Or maybe it'll be even more imperceptible than that. We might not lie, but we'll withhold the truth. And before you know it, evil has done its work. Could this be what Jesus meant by the evil one, what the author of Acts said are the savage wolves that go after us, and Cashin, the hidden snakebite? Steinbeck wrote, "We have only one story. All novels, all poetry, are built on the ever, never-ending contest in ourselves of good and evil. And it seems that evil must constantly respawn, while good, while virtue, is immortal. Vice has always a new, fresh, young face, while virtue is venerable as nothing else in the world is. It seems we will always recreate evil to fit the time and circumstance, as Steinbeck said, because evil is versatile. But goodness or truth is much more than that. He said it is venerable, that is, historic, worthy of respect. And I would add, proven, timeless, and absolute. Yet, we must still choose. Also, in our personal stories of good and evil, we must remember that Jesus is there to consult. He's on our side. He's been there. Let us join him in his prayer of today's gospel, reminiscent of the Our Father. Lord, we do not ask that you take us out of the world, but that you keep us from the evil one.